Christian, greetings to each one this morning. Thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to gather together in this way. Glad to have Jonathan back with us. Seems like some of them are a long ways off when they're across the ocean. And thinking of Kevin's today, I suppose they're, I don't know if they're in Ohio now maybe, or, pardon? Oh, okay. Let's continue to remember them in prayer. Let's take our Christian hymnal. There's a song that particularly stands out to me on page 519. This song has always meant an awful lot to me. I had never heard it until we came here, but I certainly appreciate it. Let's all of us stand together as we sing this 519. Give me a foothold on the rock, the billows round me roll. Let not their wild impetuous shock o'erwhelm my trembling soul. Oh, that walkest on the way, thou ruler on the sea, stretch forth thy mighty hand to save the soul that calls on foothold on the rock. Our Savior of the lost, the world and sin my struggles mark, and I am tempest tossed. I strive to reach an anchoring place. My God, give me a stay. Extend to me thy hand of grace, lest I be cast away. Give me a foothold on the rock, till voices yonder sea, like evening chimes of the cloud, bid welcome home to me. The day on toll and watching o'er, the night of sorrow past, I stand upon the eternal shore and rest in peace at last. May be seated. That very last sentence there, a couple sentences, reassures us that it is worth it all to get a hold of the rock, get a foothold on the rock. The day of toil and watching o'er, the night of sorrow past, I step upon the eternal shore and rest in peace at last. We'll all, if we make it safely home, we'll be able to look back and say it's been worth it all to serve the Lord. I'd like to look over into the book of Joel, if you'd like to Look with us. Joel, the second chapter. Maybe we can just bow our heads for prayer before we begin. Father, this morning we thank Thee for the privilege we have of coming into Thy presence again, being able to lift our hearts heavenward and sensing Thy presence. Thank Thee for the old hymns of Zion. We thank Thee for the experiences that many of the godly men have gone through before us, and as a result of it, they passed on their feelings, their prayers to us, and that we too can be strengthened and encouraged as we look up to Thee. We just ask Thee this morning that Thou will especially be near us as we look into Thy Word, that Thou will make it alive to us, and help us, dear Father, that by Thy grace that we shall be obedient to Thee. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Joel, the second chapter. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain, that all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even in the days of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as a garment of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness, they shall run like mighty men, they shall climb the wall, like men of war they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks, neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city, and they shall run upon the wall, and shall climb up upon the horses, the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them, and the heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting and weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation and assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore shall they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive them into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hind part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come, and his ill savor shall come up, because he had done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree bringeth her fruit, and the fig tree, and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion.